We had a nice morning program, Ice Beam. Unfortunately, but out of necessity, not been attending the morning program. And that will probably continue to be more or less my schedule, except for festivals, up until I finish this book. It really makes such a world of difference in terms of both the quantity and the quality of work that I can do, and quantity that actually gives me hopes that I can actually finish according to schedule. Reading over work that I've done at times when I just open the computer for an hour and either because I'm dressing the deities, going through the program, it requires a lot of work, and it's more disjointed, doesn't flow in the same way, whereas working from, say, 3 in the morning till 11, 12 in the morning really gives me a opportunity to do quality work, pick up momentum, and do what otherwise I'm not really able to do in terms of putting out the quantity that I need to. But man cannot live by bread alone, and I have to go and be with the devotees in the morning program, the kirtan class, and most important of all, also dress Radhisham Sundar. The fact that I'm here in New Brajadam and they're so close, and that at the same time I'm not directly being able to serve them in that way that I most prefer, is also a no-go. I need to be able to do those things, and so that's what happened this morning. I just finished dressing Radha Damodar and was privy to the series of photos Shyam Bihari told me about the visit he had this morning from our fox. There's a fox who lives up just by Rasastali and Giriraj, and from what I hear, he's got two little puppies. She's living in a hole just underneath a bush, and I heard the other day she was dragging this huge big fish over there that she caught out of the lake. Now she was over in my little pond looking for frogs. Unfortunately, I heard that she wasn't able to catch them. They really make an unbelievable racket at night. So that you can see on Share It. I hope the devotees appreciated the contribution made by the recordings on the farm conference. Unfortunately, I didn't attend for reasons I just mentioned earlier, all of the farm conference, and therefore I didn't record everything, and they didn't either. Otherwise, I would have put more things up as I had done last year, and with a lot of appreciation from the devotees. It's a very important aspect of our Krishna consciousness movement, of devotees' Krishna consciousness. And if you listen to that two-part talk that I gave, you can see that I consider it very important in my own spiritual life, as well as my contribution to Srila Prabhupada. And I request that devotees somehow or another participate in farm development in their local areas, either directly by doing something, whether it be in their own yard, indirectly by supporting those who do, sponsor a cow, or arrange for a few devotees to get together to do that. And for the rest of the day, I'll try to catch up these morning hours by writing sometime later in the afternoon. Balabhadra Prabhu is also leaving. I need to say goodbye to him. Yesterday we spent time talking. It's a beautiful day today. Last night we went out to do bhajan outside by Vishakha Kund in Nidavan, but it just started raining at that time. The message we got was that the deities wanted us to come back, and even though they'd already taken rest, to continue chanting for them. So we did that. Tomorrow, weekends, usually there's I think devotees are busy, and there's less devotees download than during the week. Tomorrow I'm going to answer one comment that I received, which I found to be quite objectionable, and it's about the lecture, Vyas Pooja lecture that I gave about chanting 16 rounds and follow chanting 16 rounds. It's specifically about chanting 16 rounds and whether chanting 16 rounds is actually sufficient to get you back home, back to Godhead. And there's a lot to be said in response to that comment that I received, but I won't say any more. I'll just ask you to stay tuned, and I'll do that response both in Hungarian and in English tomorrow. And I'm finishing off this brief little report by request that any devotees who are artists, quality artists, and would like to help with Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, please send us a note and we'll get in touch with you. Our art department remains as it was, however the book is larger than originally planned. Well, larger than not originally planned, but larger than whatever the last plan that you heard. And it's probably three volumes, totaling 2,100 pages, three volumes of 700 pages each. That means that in order for me to maintain the volume of artwork that I originally wanted, originally I thought of every second page, but now I'm happy if there's every four or five pages. Then we only need to produce about 200 drawings. And these drawings are of a uniform style and standard, which I can send out to devotees to see, and then put you in touch with our art director, Krishna Das, and he can give you further information, a sample of, or samples of what it is that we want, get some sample from you, and if we can work together in some way, it would be really, really a great help. So even if I get three, four devotees who can produce a picture a month, which is not really that much, that's great. That's like 50 pictures. And we still have another year for production. What to speak of if someone would like to do it full time. We're even willing to accommodate devotees here in New Brajadam. But we need assistance from able quality artists. So please get in touch. And that's it for today. I'm sorry there was nothing excessively exciting on this podcast. But it's been a long morning. I'm a bit tired. And that's what's coming out for now. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.